Honey, I'm going out. I'll be back in a couple hours.
You play Farmville and call yourself a gamer.
You said awesome, and I said I hate it.
Okay, so here we go. This is where the extended knowledge comes in.
Don't mind me. I'm just staring at a wall somewhere.
Can anyone afford Benedict Cumberbatch?
That's surprising.
I don't think a human could make those sounds.
Yeah, well, you can do it, though, can't you?
Yeah, I get it.
Hi, I'm Dean.
I'm Paul Scamander.
Ugh, man.
Yeah, no, that's not good.
Okay.
And I'm Jason.
Grindel.
Welcome to Nerds Before Birds. You could have said Grindel. Yeah.
Go anyways.
Yeah, but anyways.
Wander up.
And I'm Jason. Welcome to Nerds Before Birds, the podcast where you'll find reviews, rankings, and general discussion on all things pop culture. This week, we're going to have a look at Fantastic Beasts, The Crimes of Grindelwald, and which is directed by David Yates, who directed the first film in the Wizarding World series, as well as several of the other Harry Potter films. Fantastic Beasts 2 picks up a few months after the events of the last film, in 1927, with Johnny Depp's Grindelwald, a captive in a New York magical maximum security prison, where he's being transferred to London to face sentencing for his crimes. He quickly escapes custody and begins his search to find Credence once again. Newt Scamander, meanwhile, is unable to travel internationally because of the events of the previous film, but nonetheless is requested by Albus Dumbledore.
Albus?
Albus. Albus. I'm slurring over words. It's late.
Drinking?
Just let me roll with it. Albus Dumbledore.
He has to drink. It's the only way we get him into these podcasts,
know, right?
These days.
Yeah. I'm just slurring through everything right now. Anyways, he's recruited by Dumbledore to also locate Credence, whom he believes is located in Europe somewhere. At first, Newt rejects the request, but upon learning that Tilda Goldstein is also on the search, he quickly changes his mind and the race against time to locate the obscurial Credence before he is enlisted into the dark army of Grindelwald is on. Does it soar like an eagle or simply flip the bird? That's what we're going to find out. So, Dean, what did you think of this movie? Mm. Should we talk about Grindelwald or Grindelwald? Because there are so many characters in this that say Grindelwald, not Grindelwald. Which one is it?
I think it's Grindelwald because they're very European.
Reckon?
They're very like
he
German
was...
and V's, like W in German is V.
Unless you're sometimes Irish, I guess, like Jude Law is in this movie.
Yeah, because it was definitely Dumbledore that was doing it the most. It was definitely going Grindelwald. And I'm like, what? Grindelwald? And I was doing double takes every time they said it because I was like, I'm sure it's with a W, right?
Mm.
Like,
there's probably some dude called Grindelwald and he's totally chill.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm just a shoe salesman.
Yeah.
But then they're like, they're blowing magic at me. You want Grindelwald.
You want Grindelwald. Yeah, but I'm going to probably alternate between the two during the podcast.
Might
so
as well.
That way one of them's right. Maybe. Or at least it's at least half the time in the movie as well. So
it would be pretty fitting for this movie if we all just did it half the time.
Let's yeah, exactly. Yeah. Just like the characters. Mm. But yeah, what did you think, Dean? Do you think it soars like an eagle or does it flip the bird?
Yeah, it's an all right beast, but definitely not fantastic.
Beast? Okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's like
did you just steal Paul's joke?
Mediocre beast. Well, it's, yeah.
Mediocre.
I would be like slightly better beast than the one before it is what.
Oh, really?
Is what I'd call it. But
okay.
All right, so that's it. I liked it better than the first one. I thought it was cool. It was more world building.
Yeah.
It had all the failings of a middle movie, basically.
Yeah, okay.
And that was the issue. But
yeah,
it was fun and crazy twist, which we'll get into later when we're doing spoilers.
Yeah, when we're getting into spoilers, we'll get into that.
Yeah.
But what about you, Paul? What did you think of this movie?
It was all right. I'd say it's sword. But
all right,
like,
beasts and where they're fun.
It is just off the water. Like, an aggressive fish could take this thing down.
Yeah.
Like the Meg.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same reasons for Dean. Like, it, you know, I'm very good with, like, accepting middle movies, as seen by my defense of
everything
Last
that's
Jedi.
Mediocre.
Move on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Middle movie.
Yeah.
But, man, just... I don't know about this one. I didn't buy some of the characters, like, progression.
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
I didn't think it was better than the first one. The only bit that I thought was awesome, that I got, like, a genuine chill. Oh, wait. No, I probably can't say it yet. There was a bit that I liked a lot.
No, we're not into spoilers.
And that's kind of...
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so there's one bit in the whole movie that you liked a lot.
Yes.
Yeah, cool. Yeah. I think I'm in the middle ground, a little bit like you, Dean. I think it's like kind of ordinary beasts, but I kind of, I also, like, I have this sort of, like, it's a movie.
Yeah.
It happened.
It is a movie. It did
much
happen.
Actually happen in this movie? Because, like, there's a lot of nothing in this movie. Like, you take away the magic, you take away all the fancy sort of camera work and fancy effects and things, and to nail down exactly what happened in this movie, I'm like, not really much.
Yeah.
Not much different to the last movie.
That's the really interesting thing about this movie, is like, not much happens, but a lot happens at the same time. Kind of thing.
Does
like,
it though?
There's like, you know, you think it's like, oh, not much happened, but then there are so many different, like, story arcs in this one movie, and all of these different character developments and stuff.
Yeah, but which it's the same development as the last movie.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
they all end up in the same place, except
except for one person, which is stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah. But there are a few new characters, and they were trying to establish and set them, give them their own story arcs as well as developing the other characters from the first one. But I feel like, because there was like so much crammed in, it felt like none of them were able to do much at all within their story arcs. And so that's probably why it feels like nothing happens.
Yeah.
Like there's a lot happening, but not much of a lot is happening.
Yeah.
That is the exact term for that. Definitely the way to say that. Move on.
Yeah, for sure. All right. So I think without going into spoilers, because not a lot happens in this movie, is there anything that you guys think you could cover without actually going into the spoiler territory?
I mean, didn't mind Dumbledore.
Yep.
He's in the trailer.
I agree there. Yeah.
Jude Law as Dumbledore is fantastic. I think
he suits it
captures... Because he's like, you know, the Dumbledore in the movie is not the same, you know, powerful, overarching wizard as he is in the Harry Potter series. But you can totally, like, the way that Jude Law plays him, you can 100% see, like, you could easily just assume, yes, he is very much going to turn into the guy that we know later on down the track. Like, the way that he does it is great. I liked him. I thought it was pretty cool.
He definitely makes it his own character at the same time as fully respecting what came before him as well, which I feel is kind of why, like, I feel like it was an intentional thing that his accent keeps slipping and changing between scenes. Like, sometimes he's Irish and sometimes he's not, depending on whether he's trying to be like Richard Harris or Michael Gambon.
Fair enough.
I feel like that's a really subtle joke. Yeah.
Yeah, he's like justifying his actual future in the change of actors.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, I'll be Irish for this scene. Maybe I won't, kind of thing. And it's another changes. It's hilarious. But he's still great. Yeah.
Yeah, fair enough. What about, like, so we can't go into spoilers yet, but we can talk about the other Harry Potter films, because surely if you're listening to this, you would have seen at least the other Harry Potter films.
You'd think so.
What are your thoughts? Where do you land on the table with Harry Potter films? Are you big fans, or do you not really care that much? Or
very big
fan. Where do you? Very big fan, yeah. What about you, Dean?
Yeah, I love it.
Do you like it?
Yeah, I really enjoy it. Like, third one's the best. Hands down.
Yeah.
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 But, which one's the third one?
Like,
Sorry, what
Prisoner
was it?
Prisoner of Azkaban.
Prisoner of Azkaban.
Yeah. Okay. But, so I have this really weird thing with the Harry Potter movies where I was a late starter. I didn't watch them until later on because the first few movies they didn't really appeal to me, the first few movies. So I started halfway in and I started on the Order of the Phoenix.
Ooh, and same.
Yeah. So that's where I started. But yeah, right. What happened in the whole sequence of events is I sort of watched the next one after the Order of the Phoenix. That's the Half-Blood Prince, right? Is that next?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I was really late starter to the Harry Potter movies, and I started with, I think it was the Order of the Phoenix or the Goblet of Fire. I can't remember which one.
Same.
It's the one where what's his name? Guy from Twilight dies at the end.
Oh, Goblet of Fire.
Cedric Diggory.
Okay, yeah. So what happened is I watched that, and then I think I watched the Order of the Phoenix, or I watched Half-Blood Prince. And then it was back when video shops were still a thing, and I kept going back to the video shop and hiring the Goblet of Fire like about four or five times, going, yeah, this is the one I haven't seen. And then, like, you know, like started to watch it again and then go, oh, no, I've seen this one. And I was like completely confused. And it wasn't until like years later, because I watched them all out of order. And I like at least like the Deathly Hallows part one and part two that I actually watched in order. Unfortunately, I watched Deathly Hallows part one.
Man.
Oh, no, I got that right. Unfortunately, by that stage, they put them in order, like with an actual part on the end. But yeah, I went and watched that at the cinemas. And for some reason, at the cinema that I was in, they decided that it'd be a great idea. You know how they have music, like the radio playing before a movie?
Yeah.
They decided that they wouldn't turn that off. So I went and complained halfway through the movie because, like, everyone else didn't really want to get up and actually complain because they didn't want to miss anything. So, like, I went and complained two times and they didn't turn it off. Idiots. So I have this, like, really distinctive memory of Dobby dying and Katy Perry, like, firework playing in the background. And I'm like, this kind of really ruins the moment. But, yeah. So, yeah, like, I just feel like these movies,
like,
to me.
Feels like a plastic bag. Floating in the wind. I don't even start again.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
But yeah, I feel like all these movies to me, they're so messed up, for the Harry Potter movies at least, that I don't really know which one's which, and they kind of feel like the same movie in a weird kind of way. Like, I don't understand, like, it just blends all into one, and they sort of feel like the same movie.
Definitely.
But I don't know whether that's a thing, yeah.
Definitely, I agree with you. Definitely the last four feel like I often get events in those movies mixed up between movies because they're the David Yates ones. So they all look the same, and like similar things happen in all of them. And Harry Potter looks like, because the other ones beforehand, like, they always have, like, you know, visual character differences, like with the hair length and all that.
Yeah.
Harry Potter in the last four just looks exactly the same.
Anyway, yeah, he definitely does.
Yeah, like, he stopped aging at that point. But yeah, I was the same with you. I kind of, like, Order of the Phoenix was my one, my first one.
What the hell's wrong with you guys? Why are you watching movies in the wrong order?
I was not allowed to watch Harry Potter as a kid. This is why. I have I had those parents that's like, no, Harry Potter is the devil. You cannot watch it.
Yeah.
Trying to destroy the church. That's kind of stuff. And then I got to, like, it was like year 10 or something, and Order of the Phoenix was out. And my mates were seeing it. And I went to see it. I was like, oh, I'm going to the movies with my mates. I was like, okay, cool. Didn't tell them it was Harry Potter. And then I came back and watched, after watching Order of the Phoenix, I was like, I just watched Harry Potter. Yeah. It was awesome. Now
and you came back to your parents and you're like, Mom, I'm a wizard.
Oh no.
Well, yeah, no, so I just it was fine. It was like I told them that I watched Harry Potter, and once, after they kicked me out of the house, I was free to watch the other ones. So it was great.
And
I just conjured a spell and I made them forget about it.
Lesson learned. Exactly.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
They still don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. But if it's like any spells in this, apparently those memory spells don't work very well from the last movie. What? Like, let's talk about that character coming back. Yep. Yeah. Well, he has to come back in this, but I don't fully understand why he's back in this movie. Jacob Kowalski.
Because people liked him in the first one. That's why.
I get that, but it still doesn't make sense. Like, he make a really good reason for him to come back. Not the reason that he's just sort of there kind of thing. There's no real reason for it, but. And yeah, his memory being wiped.
There's no cool scene where his memories come back or like any, you know, big epic return moment. He's like, I'm back.
Yeah.
I remember everything.
Yeah, that's it. I remember everything. I didn't forget.
Also, my fiance drugged me because that's fun. But I'm going to forgive her and love her anyway.
Classic fiance.
Yeah. Yeah. Good old Queenie. Anyways, so I think so overall you guys think it's Soared Like an Eagle?
Just like whatever just, 2.5 is.
Yep. That's
if
just
we count
soaring.
That as soaring as an eagle, then that's what it is.
Yeah.
Is it borderline?
Yeah, fair enough.
I think I enjoyed it a bit more than Paul. It's enough for me to look forward, like really look forward to the next one. So I enjoyed it.
Yeah, okay.
But it's still not enough. A great movie.
I cannot forgive it for making me look forward to the next one. I was hoping that I'd look forward to it as a movie.
Yep.
So I can't let it soar like an eagle. I don't think it does soar like an eagle. I think it flips the bird. Well, for me.
Yes.
But yeah, that's mainly because it's just a filler movie. Like there is nothing that happens in this movie and that's how I feel about it. But anyways, let's get into spoiler territory because we can't sort of not talk about this for much longer without going into spoilers. And let's kick it off with the biggest spoiler of all, Credence.
Harry Potter's
Ezra Miller.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, and Harry Potter's not in this one yet. But
what?
I'm doing everything now. Credence is a Dumbledore. What did you guys think of this twist? Does it work?
Canonically, no. But
do you think he's lying? Like on the other hand, like
that's hoping that's what's happening.
Yeah, right.
Because there's no reason why he can't just manifest a phoenix. Like he's a powerful enough wizard, he could make a fake phoenix.
Now
that's true.
Here's the thing. I think he is a Dumbledore. I don't think he's actually Dumbledore's brother though. Like what they're making.
Yeah, but he says he's his brother. Like he actually says
the exact words is that like he mentions your brother is trying to kill you. And then he calls him Aurelius Dumbledore. He never says your brother, Albus Dumbledore.
Mm-hmm. Oh, but that's like so well implied. Like that would be such a cop out to come back into the next movie and be like, oh no, we weren't talking about the Dumbledore at the school. Well, Albus, we weren't talking about him. We're talking about someone else.
What if Albus Dumbledore is actually like the legit, the wording is meant to imply that Albus Dumbledore is the brother because the big twist in the next one is that he's actually Albus Dumbledore's son, not brother.
Oh, and then in the next one, it'll actually be his grandson. So, and everyone will have a twist like that.
There's always a Dumbledore.
There's always a Dumbledore.
Well, it made me think.
From what I've seen, someone did a fake family tree. Well, it's all fake. It's not a real family tree.
Yeah, yeah.
They did a family tree for the Dumbledores.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's got like Percival and Kendra, which are his parents. And then from them, you've got Albus, Aberforth, and Ariana. But what they're thinking is maybe Credence is like a stepbrother from Percival Dumbledore's side. And I think that he's a Dumbledore, but he's not like one of the Dumbledores. He's a long lost brother. He's a, he's an in-law.
Yeah,
an in-law, okay.
Or a half-brother.
So another
theory. Because, yeah, that, because he can't actually be a biological father because by the time he was born, Albus's, like, the actual Dumbledore dad was in prison, right? Yeah. And the mother's dead at that point or something? Or on her way to being dead?
Yeah, but he could have, like, visits at prison.
Conjugal visits.
So, so that could be a thing. I don't know what Azkaban's like, but they could be up for that.
They named it Azkababy.
Exactly.
I can't, not while the Dementors are watching. This is weird.
But there was like another theory though that because he's an Obscurial, right?
Yeah.
He could potentially just be like the sister, right? Like the Obscurial could have attached to him as the sister.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's kind of like part her, part himself, sort of thing, part Credence still, and sort of be like somehow aligned in that way that he is the brother, but it's like a amalgamation of the sister that died and her Obscurial into him.
I've heard that theory as well. It makes sense and it's probably the one that's going to happen, but I don't like it because it's too obvious and I'm going to stick with he's actually Albus Dumbledore's son. And
I think the problem with that though Voldemort's is actually giving him a name. Voldemort's dad.
Yeah. Voldemort.
Yeah, Voldemort.
There's no T. Tom Riddle's dad.
In Voldemort. Look it up.
All the other Harry Potter fans out there, fight me on that.
What? On what?
Credence is Voldemort's dad.
Is he?
Voldemort?
Well, probably not, but how cool would that be?
Hang on. Why are you saying it like that?
What? Voldemort?
Why are you saying Voldemort?
I'm saying
it's
Voldemort.
It's a silent T.
Yeah.
No, I'm not saying the T because there's no T in it. Look it up. Look it up. Look it up.
Voldemort. Look it up. There is a T Voldemort. In Voldemort.
It's a silent T.
Voldemort.
But there is a T.
Yeah. There is a T, but it's silent. Look it up.
Suddenly the fans aren't going to be fighting me on my theory.
It's always been a thing.
They're going to be fighting you on your pronunciation.
Oh.
Interesting.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wait, what is right?
Yeah. Well, that's interesting.
Yeah. Oh.
He is damn right.
Holy what?
Thank you, Paul.
What? That's like finding out the name of the ship at the start of episode 4. That blew me away.
Anyways,
when I found that one out.
It
is Voldemort.
Yeah, well.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it is Voldemort.
What?
That is right.
Wow.
Anyways, let's move on.
No, I cannot move on.
Eddie Redmayne.
I cannot move beyond this.
You guys are like dumbstruck right now.
I am completely shocked that Jason has got something.
He's right about something.
I know, right?
Yeah, no, like know, over right? like someone like Paul, who is a massive Harry Potter
fan.
Who
is like, yeah.
Well,
what look, the heck?
In my defense, the way you say
it does have a T.
Technically is Jeff, but no one gives a crap. I think this is the exact same excuse. Sure.
Oh,
JK,
no, it's completely the same thing. Though. But it's the same thing. It's like Grindelwald and Grindelwald. It's like most people are going to be saying Grindelwald, and then there's going to be a whole faction of people that are saying Grindelwald. So, like, it's the same sort of thing.
Hey,
there's JK like, is just a low-key troll.
Paul, I think so. She's probably just, messing with everyone.
I'm guessing you, Paul, you were fully a fan of Harry Potter before the movies came out.
Yeah, did you read the books before the movies, and that's like a weird claim to fame.
Yeah, how did you pronounce Hermione before the movies?
Hermione.
You pronounce it Hermione?
Read it. Yeah, you read the, it's a name,
dude. Hermione. It's spelled it's
pretty,
Hermione.
It's pretty
Mom,
much.
Mum was reading it once, and she's like, who is this Hermione one?
Hermione one.
Obi-Wan's daughter.
It's pretty easy to say it after the movies have come out, though.
Yeah.
It's pretty easy to. I always pronounced it right.
Always pronounced it right.
Correct.
But we had a lady at our church whose name was Hermione.
What?
Right. So the name
and
Hermione.
Did you know how she spelt it?
New to us.
Hermione was an actual name before the Harry Potter books?
Yeah, absolutely.
What? Man, I'm learning. This podcast is educational. I'm learning so much.
Did you think J.K. Rowling came up with the name Hermione?
She came up with the name Voldemort. Like, why not?
Voldemort.
She came up with the name Harry.
Yeah, I've never heard Harry before. That was a name that I'd never heard. I was like,
now
yeah.
Everyone's named Harry. Like, wow. What?
Yeah.
Anyway.
I'd definitely never heard Harry Potter before either.
Yeah.
No.
There's an actual guy named Harry Potter that's like an actor or something like that.
I know a family of Potters.
Yeah. There's a Hermione in Shakespeare's A Winter's Tale.
Oh. So
it's been around since that boy.
That totally makes sense.
So Shakespeare came up with the name.
Shakespeare invented the name. Shakespeare also invented Harry.
Anyways, let's move on to Newt Scamander.
Oh, yeah.
So what did you guys think of his character in this and his character progression, if he had any at all? What did you think, Dean?
Did he do anything?
No.
No. Is it kind of like Indiana Jones in... Raiders?
Raiders.
Oh, as in, yes. Yeah.
He didn't do a thing in that movie.
And you can take him out of the movie and the exact same events would happen.
He's what's the name of that creature that steals the blood pack thing?
Jim.
Oh, Jim. Yeah, let's go. It's like the penguin penguin. Yeah. What is it? Like a platypus kind of looking thing. You know.
Oh yeah, yeah.
It like steals the I feel like I know this one.
I'm looking at it. Anyways. Give me a second.
Give me a hint, because I feel like I know
Niffler.
It.
Niffler.
Yeah, that's Niffler. That's a great hint there. That's a fantastic hint.
It sounds like Sniffler.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah. Niffler. It's a Niffler, isn't
it? Hey, oh yeah, Niffler. Yeah.
I got it.
It's actually pronounced Niffler.
Knifler.
Anyway, so what did you guys think of him, Dean? Newt Scamander.
Oh, sorry, I thought you were talking about Niffler.
No.
Yeah, okay, this is interesting. I haven't thought about it the same way as Indiana Jones before, but I think you might be right. The only plot progression that he had was that he told other character that, like, he grew to the point where he was comfortable enough to call her eyes salamanders. That was literally it.
What did you guys think of that whole like magical misprint? Like, I don't understand that. Like, in this sort of paper magic world, surely if they do something wrong, they can correct it like immediately, like a website update. 100%
thought that. I was like, this whole misunderstanding doesn't actually make sense within the world of Harry Potter. Someone could just wave a wand and all the papers are re-edited. Like,
yeah, exactly. You know, like the whole like Newt being engaged to Leda.
Yeah,
instead of about. Yeah. Like, it just doesn't.
You don't think magic works
sense.
That way, Paul?
Yeah,
don't. I mean, it's American magic, so already it's kind of crap. And I guess, like, because it's America, they wouldn't have known any different.
But that's, isn't it in like the misprint is actually in, London?
No, because the
announcement is in London.
The guy brings it to him. The big boy. What's his name? That guy. I like him. Oh, what's his name? Flipping.
The brother? Theseus?
No, the guy, his friend, the cook, who lost his memory, but now he has
Jacob
somehow.
Oh, yeah, Jacob.
Yeah. He brought the paper over when him and Queenie came to the UK.
Yeah. Oh, right. So he didn't know about it until that point.
Yeah. He's like, why is she not, you know, why is she angry at me and stuff? And it's like, oh, she thought you were engaged. Look.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get.
As far as they go, this is American news and it's the 20s and they have no idea what's going on.
Yeah, fair enough. Okay. That's fair. But then like the whole thing could have been like, just settled really quickly. Like, they just make a call, you know, just do a Skype session or whatever they do in like the Harry Potter version, like, you know, like, just, hey, this is not right kind
or
of thing. But
someone like Jacob or Kowalski, like, that can actually, you know, talk without stuttering over his words, could just, like, as soon as, like, he sees Tina, I was like, hey, he's not engaged. And then that's it. Move on.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it could have solved that whole issue, but they decided not to. Yeah. But then you have, so you have Tina that's in this, and she's doing stuff. like, whoa, she's like doing the same thing as Newt, right? She's just like chasing down Credence, and
she's an aura.
Oh yeah,
doing again
oral things.
Oh my goodness.
Okay.
What?
Let's just leave that one.
What's what? Yeah. What are you laughing at?
Let's move along.
What? I don't get it.
You're she's editing. Doing aura things. Yep. Yeah, yep. Cool.
You do get that. Your face says you get that.
Yeah. What face? I think you understand what you said there.
No.
So she's like doing her thing, like chasing down, and then she comes across Credence at the like the freak show sort of circus thing. Mm-hmm. And Credence is joined by Nagina, which we all know as a snake.
Nagini?
Yeah.
Nagini?
Oh, I keep saying Nagina because it just comes naturally off my tongue. Oh, but anyways. Know, yeah.
The E is silent. Nagini.
Yeah. Which we all know from Harry Potter. So as the Horcrux snake. And which I didn't actually catch her name when it first came up. Mm-hmm. And as soon as she transformed into the snake, I was like, oh yeah, but she's Voldemort's Horcrux kind of thing. And that was just my initial thought.
Right.
Because they'd already sort of established her. Do they actually say her name in this? Do they say her name?
Yeah, they say it when she performs.
Yeah, right.
Stuff like that. They don't say it too often. I did
have some drunk guys in the cinema that I was in, like going off like the whole time. So like it was kind of a little distracting. No, it was me.
Why were you standing up?
This movie is boring.
I'm a wizard too. Expect my drink.
Yeah, I got removed for talking to myself for too long.
Turn this water into room.
Yeah. Yeah. But but they left after a little bit, which was nice.
Beautiful.
It kind of felt like the my history of going and watching a Harry Potter movie all over again at the cinemas. Like, you know, there's always that interruption.
They both just had to go to the bathroom, came back out, and weren't too sure which cinema they were in. Yeah. And then they just ended up accidentally seeing, like, Star was Born or whatever it's
Bohemian
called.
Rhapsody.
Yeah, exactly. And they're like, this movie's changed completely.
The soundtrack is sick.
Wow.
Yeah.
Where was this music hiding?
Yeah.
Oh, brilliant. Nice.
Yeah. So I wasn't surprised though that at all, like, even though I didn't hear her name.
Yeah. I read an article before. Like, I was more like a headline came up on my phone and it's like, we might be seeing the snake's origin story in the new Fantastic Beasts movie. It's like, oh, okay, interesting. And then she turned into a snake. It's like, oh, that's it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, but there's got to be a thing. Like, she's going to have to get stuck in that form. Something's going to happen.
Yeah. Yeah. And then somehow, like, it's kind of tragic, really, when you see her now because of that kind of backstory of knowing where she's going to end up and and which eventually
makes sense
having
to your theory, Dean, about Credence being Voldemort's father.
Thank you. I'm actually really glad that you didn't ignore that. I thought you were like, nah, that's stupid. Let's move on.
Well, let's say they get together and they have a baby.
Yes.
Something happens. Credence makes a last stand. He goes down. And she's
timelines don't make sense because 1945 is when Tom Riddle graduates from Hogwarts and it is now 1927, right? So how old are you when you graduate? Like
17. If they snap the kid out in the next 3 years.
Yeah, that's true. So, it could work.
Because he's a Dumbledore.
Yeah, if the next three movies happen over the like 3 years' time, then boom, there you go. Also, would it explain why Voldemort can speak to snakes? Sorry.
The snake's the mum.
The snake is the mum.
Voldemort.
Yes, that is what I was getting at.
Wow. Wow. Boom. That's cool. Yeah. That's a good idea.
Yes. That means
I'd like
that
to see that.
Voldemort is related to Dumbledore. That completely changes the way you watch the Harry Potter movies. And it actually legitimizes the reason why we're getting these Fantastic Beasts movies.
Do you think there needs to be five, though? Like,
hell no.
In all seriousness. Like, yeah. That's kind of how I felt when I watched this whole movie and I'm like, not much really happened in the whole two. It's like a long movie. It's like 2 hours and 20 minutes or something.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
and not much happens. Nope. You could cut out most of the movie, just have like the end, sort of like the beginning and end, and that could be the opening act of another movie.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, you could just do it in a trilogy.
I reckon he was probably cutting out some of the less important story arcs and then taking the ones that mattered and doing more with them.
Kind of. Yes.
I agree.
That is, and progressing the story further.
Yes.
But I feel like maybe J.K. Rowling is purposely setting up a whole bunch of new characters for the next movies.
Well, I guess the idea. Oh, sorry. You go.
Oh, I was just going to say, I guess once people throw money at you, you just, keep doing as much as you can to get more money thrown at you. Just
whore your franchise out.
Yeah.
looking at you, Kathleen Kennedy. But
man, you're not holding back on Star Wars tonight. Like, for someone who loves Star Wars.
They're annoying me at the moment.
Star Wars?
Oh, really?
Yes.
Why?
Stop. They just need to stop. They need to come.
What? Paul.
Mandalorian's great. But here's what's annoying me. They said, not semi recently, but they were like, we had thought of doing a Kenobi movie. We had it in the works, but because Solo didn't do too good, we're canning the whole thing. And you're like, that's what we want.
Welcome to my side of the Force. Thank you. You finally joined me.
It's just, look.
Because I seen this coming with The Last Jedi. I was like, this is just going to go badly because it's just never-ending filth. It's just,
Last Jedi was good, and I'm going to stick by that, and it's going to be even better once the ninth one comes out.
No. The thing about it is it's the starting point for all the rubbish that's coming out of it, things that we don't want. Like, the things like Obi-Wan Kenobi's story, like, that would be fantastic. We want it, but they won't do that because they made some bad decisions on Solo, and they bombed. It's their own fault.
Yes.
You don't exploit things that we don't want to see exploited.
No.
But anyways, that's another podcast altogether, and we'll probably fight about this when episode 9 comes out.
What's it? Welcome to Nerds Before Birds, the podcast where we hate on Kathleen Kennedy.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Anyways, so let's look at, so we've talked about Jude Law, Leta Lestrange, Zoe Kravitz character.
Lenny's
Yes.
And this his daughter. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait. Yeah. Zoe Kravitz. What?
Zoe Kravitz?
Zoe Kravitz, which is,
Why are you saying it like
that? What
did
you say?
I said it was Letty's daughter.
Letty's daughter?
Lenny. Lenny Kravitz.
Lenny. Oh, Lenny's daughter. I was like, I was like, how does Leta Lestrange become Zoe Kravitz?
You were saying it right. You got one right.
No. I was just like confused by what Paul said because I didn't quite catch it. But anyways.
She's Lenny Kravitz's daughter.
I know that.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Carry on.
And you know what? I was like trying to think of what I'd seen her in before this, like Zoe Kravitz, because I've seen her in something else. And I was like, oh, yeah, she's in, that's right. She's in the Hunger Games movies.
Nope. She's in that really great series.
It's a dad in the Hunger Games movies. She's in what? Detergent?
That was a joke. What? That was good. I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Okay,
someone did a Photoshop of the Divergent cover, and they put in like a clothesline and a series of clothes and a basket of washing, and they renamed it Detergent.
Detergent. Yeah. That's awesome. She's also in Mad Max Fury Road too, so
that's right.
That kind of makes up for Divergent a little bit.
Oh,
because
that makes up for Divergent.
Good. Definitely. Yeah.
Shut up, Paul.
It does, for sure.
Mad Max sucks.
No.
Everyone disagrees with you.
I don't understand why people
literally
watch that
everyone
movie. No, I don't
that has seen Mad Max, which isn't many people.
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, there's a lot of people that have seen Mad Max. Yeah. I took my wife to see Mad Max, and she'd never seen a Mad Max movie before. And she was like, halfway through, she's like, is it always this brutal kind of thing? Like, there's that scene where they hold the baby up upside down. Talking about babies, this is a segue into this movie that we're talking about, Fantastic Beasts 2. Why does J.K. Rowling hate babies?
That is a great question.
Yeah.
She kills two babies in this.
Mm.
She kills two babies. I was like, what the hell?
Yeah. Also, what happens to Harry Potter as a baby isn't very cool either.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, and there's the kid who dies straight away when they clear the house out, when Grindelwald gets free.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about.
That's what...
They do like the whole, is it called a death curse, which is what they try on Harry Potter, but it rebounds off the mom and he just gets the Horcrux instead.
Yeah.
He's protected with love. Yes.
So that's the, like, that's actually what happens, with the baby, right? Like when they're clearing the house.
Yeah.
It's so brutal.
Man. And the drowning kid.
Yeah. And the drowning kid too. But, like, I was okay.
Yeah. Something interesting about that scene was that it wasn't Grindelwald doing it. It was like they decided at that point to show that there's some kind of sense of humanity to him still, that he can't bring himself to kill the baby himself. Like, he walks out of the room. Yeah.
Like,
that's, I noticed that because he's fine just killing everyone, like killing all the adults, killing whoever he wants. And then he sees the kid. And it's like in that that instant, there was a bit of remorse for what he'd done and he walks out, but he's still like, he's like, you know, at the same time, I was like, oh, I'll get one of my other guys to do it. But yeah, he couldn't bring himself to do it. I thought that was interesting. And I wonder why. Yeah.
I feel like he's still just as like liable, really. Like, I mean,
100%.
He's sort of making the order. It's kind of like, it's like Hitler saying that he didn't, you know, kill like millions of people. Like, it's kind of
because he didn't do it physically himself.
Yeah, he didn't exactly physically, but he has the orders. And I suppose in a way, he is kind of like a Hitler character in this. And they are sort of going towards World War II. So I wonder if that's where this might actually lead in the way of, like, you know, the whole Wizarding World having their own internal war while World War II is actually raging externally, kind of thing.
Yeah.
Because he is kind of that Hitler figure, and even his whole thing to kill the muggles and that is very much that kind of thing.
New theory.
Yep.
So his whole thing about getting, like, you know, the way he bands all the, like, you know, people together, like his accomplices together, is by saying, like, you know, I don't want people to die. I don't want muggles to die, but this is what they're capable of. And he shows them the flashes of, like, you know, future wars and stuff. He somehow forces Hitler to do, like, be Hitler. He is the reason for Hitler. He basically creates the war, orchestrates the war, becomes like a Palpatine kind of character, orchestrating this war to then get power, like, to get, have everyone rally behind him and say, no, humans need to die. That is his plan.
And he does it all with his crystal skull bong beside him. I kept thinking, like, I was like, did this movie completely change? He's like suddenly doing a bong. Like he's actually, he's like just in the middle of the movie. He's just kind of going like super hipster.
I wanted Always Sunny in Philadelphia hard cut. Where it's like he has a hit of the bong and then he's like rallying all the people. But then a hard cuts and he's in the middle of like a turned off fountain yelling at strangers.
like just the homeless guy.
Come on down. Let's go. But we're going to get out against the muggles.
Oh, maybe then it flashes to him like on a lineup, like getting a police,
a mug shot.
And then it comes up, the crimes of Grindelwald.
That's fair. Yeah, and he's just got really long, like ratty white hair that doesn't look anything like the really clean cut kind of look that he has. It's just really disheveled kind of thing.
He's getting hauled up in the back of like a little horse and carriage, like he's going to jail. But in the background, he's like animating the opening escape. So it's like,
you get to the end of the movie. It's like, well, what exactly were the crimes of Grindelwald? DUI. It was a DUI.
It was a DUI. Dude is off his face half the time. DUI and fascism.
Public intoxication is the crimes.
Exposure.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Sex pest.
But yeah, like, because I was thinking of, like, the potential different names for this movie, and the one that came to mind was Grindelwald and the Crystal Skull Bong.
Yeah.
Because, like, that'd be, like, the perfect title. Because Fantastic Beasts doesn't really work for this movie, because they're not really the focus anymore, right?
No.
Like, no, there's like the brief stage. Do they ever capture the monster? Oh, they do. From the one that escapes from the circus? They do.
He does. Because he rides it at the end, so right? Like, he does like a whole... Because it reminded me of like the Lucky Dragon from Neverending Story kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like, nice and cute.
Yeah.
And kind of. Yeah.
That's probably why I loved it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's probably why everyone kind of likes it.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, but...
Plagiarism.
He does have like the whole thing at the end where he rides it. And then don't they... They have like... Tina, she gets it to go back into the briefcase kind of thing. Like, she has like the little bell that she rings and makes it go back down into the briefcase at the end.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yes. Tina does. Use she's the sort thing of, and there's like, oh, you were right too.
That was funny. Yeah. It's such an aggressive monster that it, like, shakes the little thing. It's like, it's like
completely like a dog
from Night at the Museum when he throws the bone.
Yes. Yes, completely.
I'll tell you, the things that I thought were there were a lot of, actually, not that many cool beasts, thinking about it.
The roller coaster actually, of
the set. I was like, there were a lot.
There were some,
I can count them on, I can actually count them on.
One thing that I really liked about this movie is.
There was one beast in it. The creatures I thought were pretty interesting were the evil demon cat things. In the Ministry of Magic. Yeah. They were pretty interesting.
I like that.
They were cool.
I just love how like they kept multiplying and were like super scary. And then as soon as they went out of the Ministry of Magic, they just turned into alley cats.
Yeah. Well, what was interesting is I agree with you. They were really cool. But then I noticed that they looked familiar. Avatar was on last night and I was having a little watch of that. And it was the
They look identical.
They look like the thing from Avatar.
Yeah. Yeah.
What?
That like jaguar kind of looking thing. Yeah, yeah.
Hang on.
Yeah.
Did J.K. Rowling just steal a bunch of different creatures from other shows and stuff?
She did.
And then maybe J.K. is like stands for just kidding. Like, you know.
Yeah.
Something else you can cut.
But that would go back into your whole troll theory that she is just trolling everybody with the names of the characters.
Like, I've got $1 billion. So every single time I go to the movies, it's Gold Lounge.
I wonder if Voldemort is actually how she originally intended to pronounce it, or how she just decided to retcon it just to mess with everyone. She's like, no, it was always a silent T.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Imagine if Lucas came out and said it's actually pronounced Princess Leia.
Oh,
he'd die.
Oh, man. I swear there's some characters that say it wrong in the original in the original Star Wars, in A New Hope. There's a few different pronunciations. Yeah, you should. Look at it.
It's actually
play it through,
Luke,
because I think
Skywalker is Jewish.
I'm sure Tarkin says it a few different ways.
Actually wanted Woody Allen to play him. My name's Luke Skywalker. What are you doing? Okay, you can cut that one.
What? No, we're keeping that too.
As well, I haven't cut anything yet, Dean.
Damn.
But yeah, what do you guys think of the climax of this movie? Like, where they go into Grindelwald having his big sort of recruitment session, kind of meeting parliament sort of thing. What did you guys think? Did you like it? Because I kind of felt like I thought that was sort of a midpoint climax.
Yeah.
To me, I was okay. And then it just ended. The movie finished.
That for me was when it really felt like a middle movie. When I fully thought like, oh man, this little room's packed with tons of wizards. Like Grindelwald's just going to give the order. It's like, let's kill these auras. And then all hell would break loose. And it didn't.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's where I was like, oh, this is, you know, I'm let down.
How crap are auras? What can they do? Can they do anything? Yeah. They suck.
That is the weird thing. I totally thought they'd be better because if you're an aura, it means that, you know, you got the job because you're a great wizard, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, like mostly I figured like maybe it's apparently it's just, you know, who you know. Like, oh yeah, my uncle is.
These guys are just, they're just cannon fodder in this.
Yeah, exactly.
They're just constant cannon fodder in this. Yeah. That's all it is.
Like it's
just,
how is it Newt, who I wouldn't classify as a combat wizard, how is he able to hold off the fire, but all the guys who are trained auras for this crap, they just get they just redshirt and die?
Yeah, they're redshirts.
Yeah,
yeah, they really did. Yeah.
Damn it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They must have got their jobs as, like, you know, interns. So maybe they were all interns and that's it.
And then Zoe Kravitz has like her like really just sort of pointless death kind of moment where she does nothing. Like she's like, I'll hold him off. I'll hold him off while you escape.
Yeah.
Oh no, I died.
No, I won't.
No, I won't. It just seemed very pointless. Like it was a nice moment, I suppose, because they had to have someone die, I suppose, for this ending to feel like an ending. But then, it just didn't really work. And then you had the alchemist, what's his name? Nicholas Flamel? Yep.
I liked him.
He created the Philosopher's Stone.
You can see it in briefly. The movie as well.
Yeah.
He was.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
So I found him kind of funny, but like I was really expecting a little bit more than what he did in the end.
Yeah.
Like for him to show up and he's like, now they'll stab your wands in the ground and get in a circle. And that's all he did. I was like, oh.
But he told them to do that.
He did so much, didn't he?
So this could have been an email.
Yeah, it could have been Skype call. It could have been something like that. A lot of things could be like, you know, like handled with a Skype call in this situation.
Yeah.
And I know that, you know, it's 100 years before, you know, not 100 years, it's like 80 years before Skype calls. But really, they're magical, so they should be able to do that kind of stuff, right?
Yeah.
Like, could you not have sent an owl? Seriously?
Yeah.
Send an owl. Send one of those red letters that yell at you. Send something.
Yeah. Perfect. But anyway, Leader the Strange is definitely, I reckon, in a couple of weeks going to pop up on one of those YouTube videos, top 10 heroic deaths that are actually pointless kind of things.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun. Yeah,
it wasn't even heroic.
It wasn't. No, it wasn't heroic. Yeah. And
she just died.
Yeah. It was a bit of a letdown because, like, I suppose it kind of felt like a series, like a TV series kind of death where they spent the whole episode building up her character just to kill her off. And you're like, yeah, she's going to die because she's getting the most screen time out of everyone.
Like The Walking Dead.
Yeah. And yeah, like The Walking Dead. Ah. Like, it's like, yep, okay, we're building this character up so that you'll feel something when she dies.
Yeah.
And I do like the way that she sort of says, like, she loves you, like, and she's kind of looking at Newt and his brother at the same time.
Mm.
And you kind of like, she's kind of saying it to more to Newt than she is in my mind. She kind of is, but
I think
how they played with that.
That whole scene is the crux of why I don't think this is that good a movie, because I think they went in way too hard with the dark. Like, I think if they maybe spent this movie a little bit darker, get the ball rolling. Because she died, I didn't care. Queenie, let's not even go there, but I don't care what she did either.
Such a stupid
But it's
character.
So dumb.
Dumb.
Like, it's so dumb.
Doesn't
like,
make
like
sense.
She's like, oh, I love you, Jacob. I love you. I want to be with you. I'm going to join with this guy that hates all of you and wants to see you dead.
Exactly.
Like,
And she gets through the fire, which I'm assuming the fire is like a personality tester. It's like, you can make it through the fire if you are 100% on board me. How the hell?
It's like a lie detector.
Yeah. Let's say, yeah, yeah, she wants to marry a muggle. It's illegal, so it'd be great if there's some change. Surely she knows that he's going to kill everybody.
Yeah. This guy that, like, hates muggles.
He just killed, like, 50 auras.
The most I would believe would be she's, like, 14% on board.
Yeah.
That's it.
The dude who was with him killing babies didn't even make it through.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. But for some reason, Queenie's like, I'm completely on board with this.
Yeah, and then she's fully loyal to him in the next scene when you see him her at the end.
Completely.
But I did not
If they did all of that in maybe movie 3 or movie 4, I think then you'd think, wow, that's a big character change. Right now, couldn't give a crap. Kind of hope she dies because it's stupid.
Fair enough.
She should have gone with the good guys, but then somehow show that she's conflicted. Yeah. That should have been where her, if they were going to make her a bad guy, that's where the arc should have ended for this movie. I totally agree with you.
Yeah.
Yep.
But yeah.
Bang.
Too rushed. Voldemort. Too stupid.
Yeah, too rushed, but kind of really not rushed at the same time because the whole movie doesn't. It's weird. It's a weird pacing.
Like,
because I can't really put my finger on it exactly what is wrong with this movie because there's like a lot of things happening, but a lot of nothing happening, and it seems very boring to me. And like, it's like I actually did enjoy a lot of the Harry Potter movies. I didn't really enjoy the first Fantastic Beasts. I didn't really think much of it. It's kind of a nothing movie, kind of like this in my mind. Although I did really like Colin Farrell. Like I thought he was pretty cool.
And
I was disappointed to find out that he wasn't in this one.
Mm-hmm.
When he had like the final reveal as Johnny Depp at the end of that movie,
that wrecked that for me. Because I love, like, Colin Farrell was the best thing about that movie for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, he was so good.
Yeah. And so that he was missing in this one, I think.
Yes.
Yeah.
But interesting thought, like, interesting thing to note. Now, in the Harry Potter or in the Fantastic Beasts universe, we have Colin Farrell, Johnny Depp, and Jude Law in the same series. And those three actors all played...
Like, Heath Ledger, right?
The Heath Ledger thing, exactly. The Imaginarium of Dr. Parnassus, Heath Ledger's last movie, they're the three guys that replaced him. I was like, oh, that's interesting. Right. Yeah, and they're all mates as well. Because they're all friends with with Heath Ledger and they all kind of became mates on that movie. I was like, that's actually really interesting. Yeah. Anyway. Just thought that was cool.
Okay.
Yeah, that is cool. Wow.
Yeah.
Like, looking to the future, what do you want to see, like, other than, like, the sort of predictions that we've already had? What do you want to see, like, for the next movie to be set? Where do you think it should be set? I know.
Probably the 20s.
Where it is, actually. In the 20s? Well, it's already in the 20s. It's, like, the late 20s. It's almost in the 30s.
That's the joke.
Oh, good one, Paul.
Sarcastic answer to a question.
I like it to be, to be set before Harry Potter. That would be cool.
Oh, no, but I mean,
oh my God. Oh, you guys.
Follow-up joke. I love it if it was set near Hogwarts.
Just jumping in the back of that one. So, like, I mean, like, where do you want it to be set?
I'd love it if Eddie Redmayne was in it. Anyway.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Yep.
I'd love to see it in a cinema. No, stop it. I got to edit this.
Yeah, I know you do.
Jason, I think it would be great if they went back to London.
Mm-hmm.
That's where we all know and love Harry Potter. It'd be cool if we saw a bit of early age Diagon Alley. I think that'd be cool.
Mm-hmm.
I'd love it if we went back to Hogwarts. The only bit of this movie that I thoroughly enjoyed was when you heard the Harry Potter music and they did that long, big swoop into Hogwarts and you're like, oh, I've missed this place. This is so cool. A genuine chills. Yeah. I loved it.
Yeah, fair enough.
So that's
go back there, please.
What about you, Dean?
Well, I kind of like that makes sense, but one of my favorite things about these movies is how good they are at world building. Like, I think that's where the focus is, as opposed to character development or story.
Yeah, of course.
So,
We have both.
Yeah, I'd love to explore another country and see how the Wizarding World like works there. Like maybe
Aussie Wizards.
Aussie Wizards.
Yeah. We call them no Mogans, like Bogan, but without magic.
But Mogans.
Just a bunch of sick muggos hanging down there.
Fantastic. I would definitely not want to see them go to Australia because then there'd be the whole accent issue thing that we've talked about.
Could you imagine? Like the really terrible Australian accent.
Clash so much and I'd hate it. But
sick.
Yeah.
Especially because they'll probably get Ruby Rose in it and then it's like, you know, more
points. Yeah, you know, just Wingardium Leviosa. Pop on that. Whatevs.
Expelliarmus.
Accio Commodore.
Expelliarmus. Yeah.
No, I'd love to see like, you know, Scotland or Ireland or one of those, like, you know, still within Britain, but slightly different. You could explore one of the other schools in the Goblet of Fire, start setting up those kind of establishments.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Like,
yeah, you see what I'm talking about.
Durmstrangs or.
Yeah.
The lady school.
I didn't know
school.
The names, but yeah. Start like, exploring.
Beauxbatons school. Wishes and stuff.
Yeah.
So
explore that kind of stuff. Also, I want more Dumbledore.
Wrong, by the way, for where it's going to be for the next movie. Currently is, it's going to be Rio de Janeiro. So,
what?
Yeah. Yeah. What,
they Fast and the
That's
Furious
the rumor.
Now?
Yeah. Yeah. They're gonna
We're in Rio.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're going to race for pink slips.
They're going to broom for pinks.
They're going to get so sunburnt. Their pale skin.
Oh, yeah. Eddie Redmayne's not going to make it through the next
Eddie Redmayne, in the like between now and the next movie, is going to get insanely jacked and just wear singlets.
Yeah. And he'll just have like a fake tan the whole time. Like you'll look orange. It'll be like a Michael Bay character.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I can't wait for The Rock to come and track him down.
Yeah. I only do a 10-second broom.
Yeah.
10-second broom.
Apparently that's the rumor anyways. Like Eddie Redmayne was like in a interview and he said that apparently it's in that. Maybe he was joking though. Yeah. I don't know. But going back
like
to
the 20s.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah. I wasn't there.
Oh, okay. Paul. Sorry.
Paul.
My bad.
I was waiting for an old age joke there.
I was going to hammer that one home.
I
completely, like, going back to alternative titles, I totally, like, missed my one.
Yeah, what was that?
Going into it, because I thought that, like, all the posters and stuff were setting it up to be a real, like, you know, collab thing between Dumbledore and Newt. I thought, why not Dumb and Dumbledore? That'd be fantastic.
Dumb and Dumbledore?
But, yeah. It was funny in my head. I loved it. I thought it was great because you got, you know, Dumbledore and a guy that can't really speak properly.
A Newt Hope.
Yep. A Newt Hope.
What is that going to laugh?
Yeah, that was funny.
Shut up. Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, man. Like, going back to, like, if it was in Australia, though, like, the parliamentary session in Australia is, like, much worse than the parliamentary session that they have in this movie. So, like, it's definitely in reality, we're doing it better. Like, the whole backstabbing and the whole.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's right. Yep. We've got a new prime minister like every fortnight.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
I don't even remember the last time I voted for one.
Well, me either, actually, come to think of it. Like, have you seen that meme where it's like, you know what time it is? We changed the prime minister and now you got to change the battery on your fire alarms kind of thing. This is that guy like changing the batteries with a smile and a thumbs up.
At least Grindelwald gets things done.
So. Yeah, that's true. He does get things done.
Yeah.
And so did Hitler. So,
Take back what I said.
I'm not saying that he got good things done. What did you guys think of Theseus Scalamander? It's played by Callum Turner, which
Scalamander.
Oh man, Scalamander did it. I'm getting really Scamander.
I'm like getting really
silent
Scamander.
Letters. We've got additional silent letters that aren't there, but they're there.
It was a salamander thing, wasn't it? It was confusing.
Yeah, it was. It was. I was blending the salamander thing from like when he was talking about
what
salamanders.
What do you guys think of Thesaurus Scalamander?
I like. I can't believe this.
Aurora Borealis Dumbledore. Yeah.
Anyways, what did you guys think of Callum Turner as his brother? Because I thought he looked very similar to him.
Yeah, they cast that pretty well. I reckon that guy's actually got a decent face that I would buy him as either the brother of Newt. Or anything that Benedict Cumberbatch is in.
Yeah.
I feel like that's probably the only reason why Leta Lestrange was with him. Because he had a decent face. Nothing else really seemed to go his way.
No.
Like, he didn't really have much of a character. Apart from,
he didn't.
I'm jealous of my brother. That's basically it.
I am your brother. Come around for dinner once in a while. Okay, bye.
Yep.
I didn't like, he's perfectly forgettable, and he's kind of like every other character in this where they have no character development. They just are there kind of thing. And maybe it is like what you said before, Dean, maybe it is just introducing a bunch of characters where they're just going to develop further in the next three movies. Yeah.
But it was too many at one go in one go. That's what I think.
Yeah, which is fair. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I didn't really think much of him, but he is out of a movie that I've seen that's called Green Room. Have you ever seen that movie? It's like, have you seen it, Dean?
Bollocks.
Wait.
I thought we were going to get to a podcast.
No.
When was Green Room, guys?
I thought you were talking about Boiler Room for a second. No,
Green Room. It's it's got what? It's only 2015. It's not even that old.
Yep.
Oh man,
no, it's good. Go
you
on,
should
Karen.
Watch it.
There
it's like
must
it's
be
awesome.
This old movie that I've seen.
Look, we're a movie podcast. We're a movie podcast. I'd hope you guys had seen some movies more than just like
That'd be the
one
day
that we're actually reviewing.
When you start talking about a movie we've seen.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that'd be surprising.
That'd be great.
What was great?
Yeah. So, anyways. Green Room is a movie with a punk rock band that is, they get a gig at a neo-Nazi skinhead bar and, and they basically, they're like completely anti everything that the neo-Nazis are going for, and they witness murder in the green room.
They what?
And then they witness a murder in a green room.
Jeez.
And, it is called Green Room.
Yep.
And then they're like trapped in this green room for the entirety of the movie. It's like a full on thriller kind of thing.
Wow.
And it's got Patrick Stewart in it playing the Neo-Nazi.
the
Neo-Nazi leader.
The Neo-Nazi. Hey, kids.
The Neo-Nazi.
Man, you're so cool.
Yeah. So it's playing him and he's like really, really intense. Like it's actually like, and it's also got Anton Yelchin in it.
Was this his last movie?
It was one of his last movies. Yeah.
Wow.
And it's like really, really intense. But the lead singer is Callum Madden or Turner. Turner. I don't know where I got Madden from, he's the lead singer of the band. Yep.
Not about this movie or anything related, but it's just, the amount of things, like the amount of words and names that Jason gets incorrect. Why am I the one with a shirt?
Because
mispronunciation.
Because you're
most
funny.
Of the time I'm doing it because I'm slurring words or I'm jumbling up words. It's not actually how I pronounce it on a regular basis.
Right. So it's like,
like Schneider.
Give Jason a break. He's drunk, kind of thing. Is that
yeah?
Right?
Basically, he's just yeah. He's just downing vodka right now.
Whereas if you were drinking every single time you said Schneider,
every single time.
You know what? Yeah, shut up, exactly. Jason. No one's seen Green Room. Okay.
Yeah, every single time Schneider. It's Salamander.
Salamander.
He's taking shots right now. We're watching him. This is great.
Yeah. Yeah. Man. Anyways, so let's wrap this up. Yeah, so getting to the end of this, what do you guys give it out of Birds? What are your final thoughts on this movie? What do you think, Dean?
I think from the sound of things, I liked it a bit better than you guys, but not heaps. I'm going to give it 3 birds.
Oh,
yeah,
that's the twist gives it a whole half bird for me.
Yeah,
it got me excited.
Enough. Sure.
Yep. And what about you, Paul?
I still have a really soft spot for this world, I loved going back to Hogwarts. It was cool, but I'd still give it 2.5.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah.
I for me. This was like a masterpiece painted on a toilet brush. Ultimately, it's good. It's good looking, but it's a boring movie overall. And that's only 2 out of 5.
Spray paint a turd. Sitting on that one for? That was awesome.
It's still a turd. Yeah.
Brilliant.
It's like, it's just not, like, because it looks really good. Everything's flashy. Everything's great. But it's just rubbish at the end of the day. Yeah. And unfortunately, there's nothing really going to bring it back. Maybe in the next ones, I'll appreciate it more when the next three come around.
And that's the thing. And again, that's why Last Jedi is not too bad.
Here's the thing. The Harry Potter movies, the Harry Potter series didn't get good until Azkaban, until the third one.
Yeah.
The first two movies, I did not enjoy.
Magical.
I didn't grow up with them. I watched them.
As someone who watched them out of order, I don't even realize which one's the first two.
You know the ones where like Harry Potter's smaller? They're the first ones, Jason.
Yeah. Oh, right. Really?
You know when his voice isn't cracking all the time?
Yeah. Yeah.
They're the first
ones. Why do you not have a weird kind of mustache, Harry?
Yeah.
What is Hogwarts?
Oh, you're a wizard, Harry.
I'm a what?
Did you know that the second one, Chamber of Secrets, apparently throughout that movie was when Rupert Grint?
Yep, Rupert Grint.
One reason, that's when his voice was breaking. So the majority of that movie is ADR for his role, for him.
Yeah, right.
Because he just couldn't get through a scene without it. It's like, spiders, what the hell?
Harry!
Oh. What do you think of that whole movie?
Oh, Harry, my wand's broken. What the heck?
Does Harry use your wand?
All right. So that pretty much brings us to the end of this week's podcast. I hope you enjoyed the show. And if you like the show, hit subscribe and follow us on Facebook and Instagram. And what's the other one?
Twitter.
Yep. Nerds Before Bird on Twitter. Singular. Nerds Before Birds on the other ones. Yep, exactly. And also, if you'd like to support the show financially, we have a Patreon page at patreon.com/nerdsbeforebirds. Mm-hmm. And you can contribute any amount starting at $1 a month. And that just helps us to keep things going here.
Yep,
and otherwise, that's a bye from me. What about you guys?
Before we go, just a quick fact. Aurelius Dumbledore is named after Richard Harris's character from Gladiator.
Really?
I believe, that's cool. Yes, Aurelius
Maximus. Like a nice tribute to him.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that's nice.
Anyway, that's a bye from me. Bye.
I mean, I guess it's a bye from me. The little post thing fact is my thing, but whatever.
I'm sorry, I didn't know if you knew that.
And you guys, we'll cut here.
Have a great week, or not. I don't care. Whatever. I'm out.